Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jaya Advaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Nityananda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Jai Advaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you all for coming. How nice to be here with you all.
1 minute.
We will this evening read a verse from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 8, talks between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Actually, we will read a few verses, a number of verses, because this is a very interesting discussion. The whole discussion is long and is covering many subjects. But at a particular point in the discussion, then Lord Chaitanya, well, actually, throughout, Lord Chaitanya is asking the questions and Ramananda Roy is answering the questions. So, at one point in the whole discussion, Lord Chaitanya starts asking about all different activities in life and different things which happen in life, and what are the most important of those. And then Lord Ramananda Roy answers. So his answers, some of his answers, some we can understand. We would expect that answer from a great devotee. Some are also very extraordinary answers. It is all very deep. So let us read some of these verses then. We're going to begin with verse 243. Anyonye milidunhe Nibrite Vasya Prashno Tara Goshti Kahe Anandita Hana. Thus they met time and time again, sitting in a secluded place and jubilantly discussing devotional service by the question and answer process. Can you hear?
Yes.
Can you hear? You can hear? Okay. So let's read on. Prabhupuche Ramananda Karena Uttara E Mata Se Ratre Kata Paraspara. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked the questions, and Sri Ramananda Roy gave the answers. In this way, they were engaged in discussion throughout the night. Prabhu Kahe, kona vidya. Vidya madhye sara. Raya kahe Krishna bhakti vina vidya nahi ara. On one occasion the Lord inquired, of all types of education, which is the most important? Ramananda Roy replied, what do you think he replied? Go to the university, get MBA. Good idea? Ramananda Roy replied, no education is important other than the transcendental devotional service of Krishna. It was a very important answer. And we should appreciate what he's saying and why he's saying it. Hare Krishna. Suswagatam. Okay. So, the Lord inquired, of all types of education, which is the most important? Ramananda Roy replied, no education is important other than the transcendental devotional service of Krishna. Let us first of all say a few words about this, and then we'll move on to some of the other questions and answers. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachayane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschityade Shatarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So we might be sitting here having heard this, and possibly at least some of us who are very much in, you could say, the Grihastha mode of existence, could be sitting there thinking, no, why say that? Why put it that way? There are other forms of education which are important. Krishna consciousness may be the most important, but still, there are other forms of education which are important. But Ramananda Roy has replied, and Lord Chaitanya does not object, disagree, complain, offer another idea. Ramananda Roy says, no education is important other than about devotional service. So the thing is that the goal of life is to come to pure Krishna consciousness. This is the goal of life. In the meantime, the body has to remain alive. If the body dies before you have achieved the goal of life, well, then that is a problem. Before you've really had the opportunity, at least, to really make the most of the human form of life and really progress in Krishna consciousness. But the fact is that other than Krishna consciousness and education about Krishna consciousness, other types of work, activity, and education on other subjects, it all really boils down to how are you going to stay alive? How is the body going to be fed? What sort of roof will you have over your head? A cheap one? A nice one? Or no one? What sort of clothes will you wear? Gucci? Gucci, you know what Gucci is. Gucci. You know, just before we left South Africa, several weeks ago, there was one young man, extremely famous in South Africa. His name is Julius Malema. He is, or was, the leader of the ANC Youth League. Now, I don't know if you've ever, if you know what the ANC is. It's a political party. They're ruling South Africa and have been for the last, since apartheid was done away with. So Julius Malema, he was very, that's a bit of a long story, but he's extremely outspoken on anything and everything. And he was being disciplined by the party for being too outspoken. And he just got suspended for 5 years. Anyway, but this is now a few weeks ago. And he is, he says, a communist. Because they are very much on the sort of the labor workers communist side, the ANC in general. So anyway, he himself, he says he's a big communist. So the newspaper headlines, the newspaper headlines were, Julius appears in court wearing Gucci. Expensive Italian clothes, imported. And someone made a sort of a note, a comment, oh, that's nice, he's a communist. So that means it should be Gucci for everyone, because he's communist. So it's just a matter of, do you wear Gucci or do you wear some common thing, ordinary? What? But that's really all it boils down to. It is not that for householders, that Krishna conscious householders, it is not really that they should feel that I have a mission, you know, to become extremely successful, to become a famous business person, to become a famous doctor and save people's lives so they can go back into material life more enthusiastically and commit more sinful activities by my mercy, etc., etc. Or teach. Someone may become a teacher in the educational system, at teaching in the schools. So it is my mission to go into the schools and to teach the children in such ways they can become successful materialists and get more money so they can buy more meat and drink more liquor. Do they drink liquor in Malaysia? Only the Malays? And the Tamils also? Some? A lot. I suspect that may be true. Yes, because Kali Yuga is on the rise. Do not underestimate Kali Yuga. Do not underestimate the power of Kali and the ability of Kali to degrade. You know, one of my disciples in South Africa, her father was a big Hindu priest. Oh, famous man. And when she was young, her father lectured her, "You must never, ever, ever even think about marrying an African, a black African. You must only marry a Brahmin. Only." So she did. And now they're a very nice devotee couple, both from Brahmin families, but they're Paka, they're very nice devotees. So then the father, his wife died, and you know what he did? He married an African woman, younger than his daughter. Younger than his daughter. It's Kali Yuga. It's Kali Yuga. Don't underestimate Kali Yuga. So yes, we should not have romantic ideas about working in material existence. Of course, if one is a householder, if one is a grihasta with family, children, and so on like that, of course one has to work. And for devotees, our motto is, as regards work, next time we should have a sound system. That's our motto. Anyway, our motto is, as little work as possible for as much money as possible. We consider a devotee householder successful if he only works 3 days a week and has a nice standard of living. Then he's successful. So, yes. So if one is a grihasta, one has to have some means of livelihood and as much as possible, as little work as possible, and as much money as possible, so you don't have to work like a dog or like a stupid human being at least. And you can really give your best attention to Krishna consciousness. Give your best attention. So you develop as a devotee, and you develop devotee qualities, and you do more service, and you please Krishna more, and you help more people learn about Krishna consciousness. This is success, actually, for a householder. For a householder. We do not advocate that you, if you're a householder with wife, children, or husband, children, we do not advocate that you stop working, live under a tree, maybe that tree over there. We'll take that tree. You take that tree, it looks bigger. We do not advocate that you live under a tree. You must live a decent, responsible type of way of life materially. But don't become so enamored that you feel it is your mission in life just to increase your material position, material facility. It is not. It really is not. Because we've seen many devotees get a promotion at work, if they're like salaried employees, get a promotion. Now he's the manager. Now he's working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, and he can barely chant his rounds. And on Sunday, he gets Sunday off, and he's so finished, he can hardly make it to the temple in time for when they serve the feast. He arrives during, while they're offering the chamara to the deities in the arati, just before prasadam is served, and sometimes we call them Krishna's fan club, because they arrive while the fan is being offered in the arati, which is the last part of the Sunday program before prasadam is served. This is Krishna's fan club. This is not success in life. Better not to take the promotion. They will think you're mad. Better not to take the promotion. Stay on a more simple level of work where you have at least enough money that you can live in a responsible, moderate way. But give good attention to your Krishna consciousness. Give your best attention to your Krishna consciousness. Because you lose your Krishna consciousness and you cannot buy it back for all the money. Even if you were Bill Gates or you had the money of Bill Gates, you could not buy one good round of japa for all the money. $50 billion. Not one good round of japa could you buy back. Even actually Chanakya Pandit said, and Srila Prabhupada acknowledged and repeated on a number of occasions, time is so valuable, that if you lose 1 second of it, you cannot buy it back for all the money. Not 1 second. So like this, our motto slogan in that regard, Srila Prabhupada coined the little slogan, simple living, high thinking. Anyway, how it is applied, you know, that you have to use your intelligence. It's sometimes a little tricky, but if you pray to Krishna and try, he will help you to arrange your life in such a way that you can live a decent sort of life, but not extravagant, and really give your best attention to your Krishna consciousness. And if you can do that, well done. So let's go on to the next one. Kirti Gana Madhye Jivir Kona Bada Kirti Krishna Bhakta Balia Yanhar Krishna Bhakta Balia Yanhara Yanhara Hayakyati. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then asked Ramananda Roy, out of all glorious activities, which is the most glorious? Ramananda Roy replied, that person who is reputed to be a devotee of Lord Krishna enjoys the utmost fame and glory. Not, you know, some Bollywood movie star. Do you watch Bollywood, or you have some sort of Tamil word or something? I don't know who the Tamil stars are. I've heard of, what's his name? Shahrukh.
Shahrukh Khan.
They know.
Yeah,
even the Tamils.
They're Malaysians.
Okay. So, excuse my ignorance. I don't know the Tamil food film stars. But I've heard of Shahrukh Khan. Ra One. You haven't heard of that? You heard? Oh, I was going to congratulate you for not having heard. It's his latest movie I saw in India. I mean, I saw the billboards. What's it? Aishwarya and Abhishek. We would rather have Radha and Krishna. They can keep Aishwarya and Abhishek. They can keep them 100 times over. And we will take Radha and Krishna. So of course, all over, these people are very famous. The politicians are famous. The entertainers are famous. You really know it's Kali Yuga when the entertainers become the most famous people. Then you really know it's Kali Yuga. And the intelligent people, the spiritual people, are generally sort of unknown or not very well known. But the singers and actors and dancers are well known. Then you know it's Kali Yuga, because it just shows where people's minds are. They just want to be entertained with what is usually not of very great value. Not of very great value. Yes. But the devotees, like our devotees here in Kuala Lumpur, Singeshwar Prabhu is well known. Everybody knows Singeshwar, I think. Uttama Chaitanya Prabhu, well, you know, what a great shame. But anyway, he's well known. Vishnu Chaitanya Prabhu, perhaps to some extent. Tyaga Chaitanya Prabhu, famous devotee. So amongst our devotee community, we know these names. Jayapataka Maharaj is well known here and around the world, but not like Shahrukh Khan or Madhuri Dixit. Right. Amongst the general people, not so well known. But what you may not know is that in Goloka Vrindavan and these Vaikuntha, they have heard of Singeshwar Prabhu. They have heard of you. What's your name, Prabhu?
Hari Gora Das.
Hari Gora Das. They've heard of you in Goloka Vrindavan. So actually the devotees are well known, but amongst people who it is worth being known by, people who appreciate people who are worth appreciating, if you understand me. This is a very important point. Extremely important point. In the Bhagavatam, there is one verse in the second canto. How does that go? Swavid vara hostra karai samstuta purusha pashu. How does it go, Hari Gaura Das, from that point? Nayakarna patopeta Jatu nama gada graja. People, men, who are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses, praise those men who have never heard of Krishna. Isn't it such strong language? So extremely strong. Purusha means human. Pashu means animal. Purusha Pashu, man-animal. Looks like a man. Two arms, two legs. Stands up, talks. Looks like a human. But look at his activities. And what do you see? Nothing other than eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Thus, end of story. That's it. That's it. And they may have a little religion, but the religion is only for eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. That's all. I will go to Taipusa. I will carry Kavadi for 3 years, and then I want new BMW. Why? To impress a certain lady. So she thinks I'm cool, and then she will agree to connect with me. And before she realizes that I'm not that cool, we'll be married, and then it'll be too late. So, the trickiness of material existence. So yes, in most cases, the religion means simply how to facilitate the animal activities. How to get more money, to get more food. As they say, give me a house and a car and a color TV, Om Jai Jagadisha Hare. So that the devotees are glorious, the prominent devotees are recognized and appreciated by people who it is worth being appreciated by. People whose opinions matter about how you are. Are you all right or are you not all right? People whose opinions matter. And believe me, Hari Gaura, right? Prabhu. In Goloka Vrindavan, they're already preparing a spot for you. Don't start getting puffed up. But still, it's true. What service do you do?
Distribution.
Okay, I thought you might. You will be part of the book distribution team in Goloka Vrindavan, and there everybody takes a book. Nobody refuses. And everybody asks for more books. So. Yes, so therefore, Ramananda Roy replied, that person who is reputed to be a devotee of Lord Krishna enjoys the utmost fame and glory. Otherwise, you know, I mentioned that verse from the second canto. Men are like hogs, dogs, camels, and asses. Praise those men who never hear the glories of Krishna. You can find it. It's a famous verse. Prabhupada mentions, if someone is like a dog, then what sort of person are they going to admire? If that person is like a dog and he's attracted to doggish things and wants to achieve doggish things, what sort of person will he become attracted to? A big, successful dog. A big successful dog. I was reading this morning on ISKCON News. ISKCON News on the internet. Was it? Yeah, it was. A report by one devotee, a book distributor, and he was on the street somewhere in America distributing books to people when what should happen but some big black car with tinted glass pulled up, and out got this whole group of, you know, wealthy looking gentlemen, well dressed and groomed, etc. And there's this devotee watching this. Wow, what's going on? And suddenly about 50 newspaper photographers just appeared out of nowhere and surrounded this group of men from the car and started taking photos, and it was just a whole thing going on. And the devotee thought, wow, who is this? Must be someone important. So somehow he just pushed his way through the crowd of press photographers. There was a gentleman, Afro-American, black American, and he was the center of attention. The devotee just walked up to him, gave him a Bhagavad Gita in his hand. Whack! Everybody stood back for about 5 seconds. And the devotee said a few words. This is Bhagavad Gita. I want you to take it home and read it. Okay? And this man said, yes. And then all the press people pushed the devotee out of the way again. And they're now photographing this man who's now holding the Bhagavad Gita. And the devotee took a photo of the man holding the Bhagavad Gita. And at the end, the devotee asked one of the photographers, who was that? And the photographer said, what? You don't know? Wow. Like, you are just a total idiot. And the devotee said, well, actually, you know, I haven't read a newspaper for 16 years. So I seriously don't know. Who was that? And the person looked at him like he's from outer space and said, that was Jesse Jackson. Have you heard of Jesse Jackson? If you haven't, you haven't missed much. But he wanted to be the president of America some years ago, but he failed. But he's still a prominent politician. But the devotees, they're famous amongst people whose opinions are worth something. And the devotees are known by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because Lord Chaitanya is watching this movement. He is watching right now every single one. And he is considering, what about this Murli? What about this Murli? Well, I don't know. What are we going to do with him? Let's do something. Wake him up a bit. Rev him up a bit. Get him going a bit around here. Etc. Now, it may sound lighthearted, but it's true. It's actually true. And we may be not a prominent, you know, not a Singeshwar Prabhu or Uttama Chaitanya or Jayapataka Maharaj. We may be just, you know, regular devotees, so to speak. But don't worry, Krishna is definitely watching you. And probably Krishna takes you more seriously than you do yourself as a devotee. Let's read another one. Sampatira madhye jivir kon sampati gani Radha Krishna prema yanra sei bada dani. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of the many capitalists who possess great riches, who is the topmost? Ramananda Roy replied, Bill Gates. Ramananda Roy replied, he who is richest in love for Radha and Krishna is the greatest capitalist. Because all this money people are trying to accumulate, you know, it is the thing nowadays, economic development on national, international, and individual scale. This is the whole idea. Economic development. Previously there were other ideas about, you know, what should people do materially. But now the idea is everybody, individually, collectively, the material assets should be increased. Or you should get more money, basically. So the thing is, all that money, people get so much money, what to do with it? In so many cases, they do wrong things with the money. Just consider, with all due respect, people get lots of money, and in many cases, then they get deeply into meat eating. They get deeply into intoxication. They get deeply into going to nightclubs and, you know, expensive social life, all that sort of thing. Expensive clothes, big motor cars, and all that. BMW. Big money wasted. One of our devotees came up with that. Big money wasted. I was going to a program from our temple in Durban, South Africa. I stay there. So this gentleman came and picked me up in his new BMW 7 Series. Big expensive one. So we're driving out of the car park out onto the road, right in front of the temple. As we're driving out, we have to stop because another car is coming past. An old BMW. And this old BMW came struggling along. We're sitting, waiting, and it broke down right in front of the driveway. And so we couldn't move. And I thought, maybe this is a lesson for this gentleman. Don't take it so seriously. Your big fancy motor car, now you think you're successful. And, you know, you achieved something worthwhile in life. Don't fool yourself. And I think it was Krishna's mercy to point it out. Because people, they get all this money, then they misuse a lot of it. And then, by the mercy of that money, they become degraded. By the weight of that money, Prabhupada describes it as being like, you know, so much money is like a heavy weight tied around your neck. And it is pulling you down. Because you've got all that money you have to spend. You know, at least a substantial amount of it. But you do that on the wrong things. It's pulling you down. Therefore, give as much money as you can to Krishna. If by his arrangement you do get, you know, more than you need, give as much as you can for Krishna. It is the greatest investment of all investments. Because then you are purchasing your place in Goloka Vrindavan. That's actually a fact. Yes. So therefore, if someone really develops love for Krishna, then what an asset that is. Because that will carry the person to the better destination, Goloka Vrindavan. And that's better than even the heavenly planets. So this is a very nice answer by Ramananda Roy. This is a very interesting one. Dukkha madhye. Kona dukkha. Haya guru tara. Krishna bhakta viraha vina. Dukkha nahi deki para. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, of all kinds of distress, what is the most painful? Well, what do you think? Losing all your money. Your wife runs off with some other man. Your husband runs off with some other man or woman. Well, nowadays it could be a man too. Or someone shoots you, or your child dies. You know, we've been through some of these things, haven't we? Or we know people who have been through these things. And we see how they suffer. Oh my Lord. Incredible suffering. My maternal grandfather died within 12 hours. His wife died. Couldn't live any longer. But what does Ramananda Roy say? Apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. Let me read that again. Apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. Now just think of yourself. What answer would you have given? Just think of this answer. And just think, what do you think of it? Do you see it like that? Do you? You ask yourself, do you see it like that? Or what do you think? But Ramananda Roy, he's giving the perfect answer. Lord Chaitanya is asking the questions. Ramananda Roy, the devotee, is answering the questions. In Bhagavad Gita, then Arjuna is asking the questions and Krishna is giving the answers. And you might think, yes, well, that's what you'd expect. But here, the Supreme Lord is asking the questions and the devotee is giving the answers. Why? Well, first point, because he is a perfect devotee and he understands absolutely, completely. Just like Srila Prabhupada. You could never ask him a question that he couldn't give you an answer for, which was such an answer that you would sit there having received the answer and you would feel, yes, that's it. That's it. You'd never. Prabhupada would never. You know, there are some questions Prabhupada would not bother answering. And there are some questions Prabhupada would answer not according to the question. He would give another answer to another question to that question. So, you know, it's all very strategic. But basically, Prabhupada would never give some sort of rambling answer which was, you know, not really to the point. It was very amazing. Prabhupada was very amazing. Superhuman, actually, in the way he would deal with people and deal with their questions and just educate people. I was there. Well, one time, in Bhaktivedanta Manor in England, 1973, a famous at the time popular singer came to see Prabhupada. He's not famous now. His name was Donovan. He was just called Donovan. Anyway, back then in the sort of late 60s, early 70s, Donovan was very well known. So Donovan came to meet Srila Prabhupada with his girlfriend, who was like a really, well, she was a model. She was a model. And she was a model who really knew that she was a model. Yeah, I tell you, she was just completely into being a model. So she had on all these jazzy clothes, really short skirt, and, you know. Whereas Donovan, he was sort of relaxed, very relaxed person. So Donovan was speaking with Prabhupada, and he was enjoying it so much. And the girlfriend, she was not happy at all. Because she could see her boyfriend is, he's really getting into this. What's going to happen with him? He may lose interest in me. So the girlfriend, at one point, butted in. There's Prabhupada dressed like this with shaved head. And she said, why have you got these long robes? And why do you have such short hair? And Prabhupada said a few words, but she was just not interested. Then Srila Prabhupada said, it is better to have warm legs and a cool head than cold legs and a hot head. And the girl understood it was aimed at her. And she got up and walked out. Prabhupada was extremely shy. One time in America, in 26 Second Avenue, the first temple, Prabhupada was giving a class. In those days, it was the hippie days, and all the hippies, at least, would generally take drugs. It was just like their way of life. And there was a very famous drug called LSD. And Prabhupada was giving a class to a group of hippies and saying, don't take LSD, and it's no good, etc. And so one young man at the back, who was also a very popular musician of that day, put his hand up and said, you were criticizing LSD, you know, saying it's no good and we shouldn't take it. But have you ever tried LSD? Do you know what it is like?
Hello?
Do you know what it does?
Yeah.
Prabhupada immediately answered, no. And that young man said, well, how can you say these things? You don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know what it is. And some other young people in the audience, they agreed, yeah, right, caught him. And Prabhupada responded, you do not have to eat stool to know that it tastes bad. Anyway, we could go on, but for days with things like that. But the devotees, you really know, you learn how dependent you are on devotees when or if you somehow lose the association of devotees. And suddenly you're now just surrounded by non-devotees, very material environment, and then you feel, you know, I must get back to the association of devotees. I remember actually, 1973, I was a very new devotee in London, on the main street, distributing books. No one would take a book for hours. I was just about at the point of crying. And suddenly I heard coming from, you know, in the distance, coming closer, the sound of kartals and mridanga and the devotees, the Harinam party. And it was such a relief. What a relief. So Ramananda Roy, he puts it so nicely. Apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unbearable unhappiness. Because even when the time of death comes, if the devotees are there and if you remember Krishna, you go back to Godhead. So that if you're not Krishna conscious, if you're in a very material atmosphere, you have to take birth again. It's not so nice. Okay. I think we're running out of time. Okay, last one. There's several more, but let's just read one more. Shreyo Madhye Kona Shreya Jivera Hayasara Krishna Bhakta Sangha Vina Shreya Nahi Ara. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked, out of all auspicious and beneficial activities, which is best for the living entity? Ramananda Roy replied, the only auspicious activity is association with the devotees of Krishna. Everything else is second best. It's just in the wrong category, really. And even like, you know, we mentioned earlier about working and all that sort of thing, and, well, education with a view to working. So that may be there. That may be there in a certain context. But really, that's just so we can live. That's all, really. Not so we become famous politician, famous actor, famous something, 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 so people admire us, materialistic people admire us. That's not auspicious. But the association of devotees, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre koi, lava matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. Lord Chaitanya is speaking. He says that all the scriptures declare one should associate with devotees. Sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sarva shastre koi. Lava matra, just a moment's association with a sadhu can bring all perfection. Can bring all perfection. That's the most auspicious, most beneficial thing. So we should be looking to see how can we get association with devotees? How can we serve devotees? Befriend devotees, get the mercy of devotees. This will make our lives auspicious. Hare Krishna. I'm afraid it is rather late. I didn't realize. Any one comment or question? Yes, sir.
Rumaj, this week, Ramananda Rai is saying that association of devotees. But
right.
Then also we know that the most important thing is chanting the holy name in the case of Kali Yuga. So how can you like, which is more important? I mean like, you are saying the most important.
You have to chant the holy name in the association of devotees. Lord Chaitanya, when he listed out the five main activities, he starts with sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, nama kirtan, bhagavat shravan, matura vas, shri murtir, shradaya seva. Because if we chant on our own, I mean, particularly if we're really on our own, like really isolated, then it could easily happen that without the association of devotees, either, one, our chanting will deteriorate in quality to the point where we just sort of, you know, we're just not into it, or two, we just lose the chanting. Or both. So, see, we cannot really isolate. Krishna consciousness is a complex picture. You cannot really just isolate parts of it and say, okay, now I'm going to do this. That's what I'm going to do. You have to have the whole picture. Without the whole picture, it becomes lopsided and imbalanced. So if we say, okay, I'm going to chant. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to chant. Well, what about association with the devotees? I'm going to chant. What about reading Srimad Bhagavatam? I'm going to chant. Your Krishna consciousness will become imbalanced. There's a verse spoken by Lord Chaitanya in Madhya Leela. Is it chapter 15, verse something something? Lord Chaitanya makes the point that in this Kali Yuga, all you have to do is chant the holy names. Prabhupada gives an extensive purport in which he explains that you have to do other things also. If you want to be able to come to the point where you can chant Hare Krishna all the time. Otherwise, if you're not purified enough through deity worship, through association, through reading the books, through taking prasadam, through doing some regular service, if you're not purified enough, you may try to chant and chant and chant, you won't be able to. So Prabhupada is actually referring to Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandarbha, where Jiva Goswami is discussing this verse. And Jiva Goswami makes the point, I think Lord Chaitanya says something like, you don't need to be initiated. And that may be one of the main points. You don't need to be initiated, you just chant. So Jiva Goswami, Prabhupada repeats that you need to be initiated and do everything which initiation involves in order to be able to chant in the way that Lord Chaitanya is referring to. Otherwise, it's not that just Mr. X, somebody walking in the street, will just suddenly start chanting and that's it. They have to get into the whole way of life of Krishna consciousness. So, in the association of devotees, Prabhupada mentions in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the first activity is to chant 16 yams a day. We may have other duties, book distribution, make life members, cooking, but the first duty is to chant 16 rounds a day. Is that okay?
As Guru Maharaj, that one can achieve pastime of Radha and Krishna.
Can I tell a pastime of Radha and Krishna? Are you trying to change the subject? One time, Krishna was trying to please Srimati Radharani. They were meeting together at night. It was a full moon night. And Krishna was thinking, what can I say? You know, how could I glorify, appreciate Radharani so she'll feel appreciative, like I've done something nice, she'll be happy with me. So Krishna's looking around, thinking, saw the full moon and he thought, ah, I know. He said to Radharani, you know, your face is so beautiful. It's just like the full moon. And Krishna sort of patted himself on the back, just said a good thing. Radharani looked at the moon. Full moon. And what did she see? The full moon had spots on it. Spots. And Srimati Radharani thought, oh, he's saying, I have a spotty face. Oh, really? I see. Is that what he thinks of me? And she went storming off. It is all completely transcendental. With Krishna following behind. No, I didn't mean it like that. And trying to pacify her. But he couldn't. She was walking, he was following. It was going on. Then, because in Vrindavan, particularly Goloka Vrindavan, everyone is a devotee. Even the animals, even the snakes. There was one big cobra. And he's watching this. And feeling concerned. And the cobra thought, I have to help Krishna. So he quickly went around in front of where Radharani's going. She's walking down this path. Came around, then suddenly appeared in front of Radharani and lifted up his head and opened his hoods and hissed. And Radharani, there's this cobra about 1 or 2 feet away from her face. She panicked and turned around. Krishna, help! And just grabbed hold of Krishna. Help, save me, help! And Krishna was so happy. Wow, after all that, suddenly this happens. So there he is. He's embracing Radharani, she's embracing him. It's just what he was hoping for. And there's that cobra looking, still up, looking. And the cobra looked at Krishna. And the cobra went. And Krishna holding Radharani, looking over her shoulder. Krishna went. Good work. So you see, in Goloka Vrindavan, everyone's a devotee, and every story has a happy ending. And they all lived happily ever after. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai. Swami Maharaj ki. Jai.